Well, why have we been asking you about your favourite markets? Because one of our most enduring favourites, the Oranjezicht City Farm Market, is facing some change in its future. And there have been lots of rumours circulating. We've had listeners emailing us saying, is it true that it's closing down? What's going on? I shop there all the time. There are changes happening. The lease with the V&A Waterfront for the current site is coming to an end, and there is going to be movement. But what does that actually mean for a market that's much more than a market? Because as our next guest will tell you, it was never really about a shopping experience. It's about the community of vendors and shoppers and the food system they are trying to build and help all of us implement in our own homes, which is really at the heart of how this market began and has continued to grow from strength to strength. And the lady who started it all back in 2014, Cheryl Lazinski, is with us in studio now. 10 years old this year.
No, it's 2012 actually.
I was
going to
say, it can't
Pippa.
Be. It's longer than 2012, that. Yeah, 2012.
We started the Oranjezicht farm in Oranjezicht and the market a year later, 2013.
Okay. So the market itself is an adult this year,
it
officially.
It is. And we've been at the waterfront come June. It'll be 9 years.
Okay. And when adults reach adulthood, they have to move out of home, Cheryl.
Well, there
so
we
I
go.
Guess one way of looking at it is it's exactly. A natural growth cycle. But let's start by reassuring everybody of what's not happening. This is not the end
right.
of the market. You're
this
not closing down.
This is definitely not the end of the market. And we're definitely not moving to Robben Island either.
That was an April Fool
okay. joke, which many people believed. How am I going to get to Robben Island? How am I going to get onto the ferry and take all my produce there?
A lot
of the traders too.
Wow.
But we are not closing, that's correct,
okay.
but we are moving. We don't know when that move will take place. It
okay.
might be in 6 months, it might be in 12 months. But we are moving close by, and that is one of two moves. The first move will be to a parking slab, which is very close to our current site.
Okay.
Hard up against a V&A-owned residential building. And below us is a parking garage. The waterfront has promised and are busy with the approved plans to build us a wooden cozy shed.
Okay.
And we're going to sojourn in that wooden cozy shed for about 5 to 7 years. And thereafter, we're going to move again, this time closer to where we are currently, but closer to the sea.
Oh.
The waterfront has announced a 20 billion rand development, which includes reclaiming land, creating a new bay, creating a walkway between the current V&A and the Mooly Point Promenade,
sure.
leisure, hospitality, and it's hopefully going to be the final resting place for the Oranjezicht market. As you know, Pippa, we've moved 4 times already.
I know you were in Helen Ziller's garden
exactly,
for a while. You were at the original site at the farm.
Exactly.
And then the waterfront. And I mean, I think of what you've been through in the process of those moves and the ups and downs and all the uncertainty. Cheryl, as you said to me when you walked in, we're entrepreneurs. You've got to learn to be resilient to this kind of thing.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, you can think that doomsday is coming, or you can say, well, okay, I've been given some lemons, and now how do I make lemonade? And we have got the waterfront on our side.
Okay.
They do believe that this is a project worth keeping. And anybody who's put effort into any business wants to keep that business as a legacy. I don't want to die and know that this market won't be there for Capetonians in the future. I want to secure its legacy. I want to secure the vision of the market as a shopping market, not as a market that you go to buy cheesecake or Cook Sisters. That too. But this is a market where you can literally change the way you eat. And many people have. They say to us, they come and they shop for their meat, for their fresh produce, for their organic vegetables, for their fish, for their bread. And that is the core of our market, because we know our food system is broken.
Mm.
And if our food system is broken, we in some small way, we want to change that. We want to repair it. We want to work with organic farmers. And we work with 35 of them now who grow organically, who are kind to the planet, who create food that is nutritious and good for our bodies. And that's what we want more Capetonians to enjoy, not just when you get sick, but when you're healthy, and to keep yourself healthy and away from doctors.
Food is medicine. Food
exactly.
is preventative
exactly.
medicine as well as curative medicine. Are you talking about? I mean, Cheryl, that's always been the vision from day one when you started the farm, when you looked at that site and went, once upon a time, this was a place of fertile soil and growing things. Let's take it back to that. And that vision of changing the way people think about their food and connect to their food has always been core to you. I'm reminded of, I brought my kids to your market many, many years ago, and you grabbed a pod of peas off a vendor's table and broke open a pea to show my children where their peas came from, because they'd never ever seen them in anything but a bag out of the freezer. It stuck with me for ever since, Cheryl, because that really summed up what you're trying to do. It's about knowing where your food has come from, and that's not a freezer in a supermarket. It's knowing where it started its journey. Who is the farmer who grew it? What have they used in their soil? We can have a conversation in the next half hour about how you control pests without the use of chemicals. I mean, you've built up relationships with farmers who think the same way. Have some of them been with you from day one?
You know, we've got amazing farmers, and the stories of these farmers is equally amazing. And I think it's something that Cape Townians don't really understand. We don't know these farmers. We don't know the stories. Mm. We never hear about them. The government doesn't support them. They're left on their own. We have amazing people farming. And when people come to our market and they see the 250 different varieties of fruit and vegetables that we have almost every week, they say to us, surely this is sourced from like all over South Africa or all over the world. Europeans, when they come, they don't believe me when I tell them it's sourced within 2 hours of the market in the V&A waterfront. So we have amazing farmers. We have farmers who grow mangoes. A guy called Bernie van den Heerfer from Cape Mangoes. He grows the only Heidi mangoes that we can get. And Heidi mangoes are now in season, and they're the best mangoes you will ever eat. But the supermarkets don't sell them because they bruise easily and they need to ripen off the trees. So we bring them in by the pallet load, 216 at a time. And Bernie gives them to us. He says, Cheryl, I can export my mangoes. I can send them to Johannesburg. I can get better prices at the markets in Johannesburg. I say, Bernie, I want your mangoes. I'll pay you whatever prices the Johannesburg mango or market people will pay you. So please send them to us. And they have been delicious this year. Equally, Prisca. In Prisca, we have Connie and Rina Kutsio grow pistachios. It was a government program to grow pistachios in Prisca because they thought it would be good for employment. And it failed, unfortunately. So Rina and Bernie continue to grow pistachios. And today they have the most incredible pistachio nuts that we sell at the market, including almonds and pecan nuts that they also grow. And we have a pistachio festival every year promoting and showcasing these fabulous farmers. Well, then we have Eric Swartz. We have the farmers of Abalimi Bezekiah, a woman who grow in Khayelitsha. And the sad thing is that the people of Khayelitsha aren't able to buy the vegetables from the woman of Abalimi Bezekiah because they grow to sell. They don't grow to eat. But if they were sponsored programs, if government got involved, and I believe that that's exactly how we can create employment in this country, create hundreds of market gardens supplying markets and have markets like ours all over South Africa, not owned by us, but owned by communities. And that's why we had an online program. We recently got some money. We won a competition, a zero accounting program competition, and we had an online program for 300 organic farmers about how to start an organic farmers market in their community. And then one day when we've grown up, Pippa, we're going to have a farmers market coalition like they have in America, where they look after and nurture farmers markets because they understand the value that they bring to community, to health, to all our lives.
Well, a comment here from, it's just slipped away. Let me just find it here. That slipped from me. What a blessing in our midst. It is equal to any market worldwide, if not better. Thank you. And we appreciate everything you do. Anonymous, I don't have a name attached to that, but thank you for that message. And thank you to the person, a couple of people telling us about their favorites. Kenton saying, please tell Cheryl, we would love the Korean store that was giving away free samples last night to have a permanent position.
That's Sunny. Sunny's a character in her own right. And yes, she loves giving away food and promoting Korea.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's about, you know, having food from all over the world and the joy, Pippa, that we get from visitors. This kind of comment, it just makes the hard work worthwhile. We get up very early in the morning. Yeah. I've been doing that for 9 years now. Every Saturday, 3 o'clock, I'm up and I'm at the market by 4:30. And we work a 15-hour day and we clean up and we do the same thing again on Sunday. And we've just finished our Wednesday night market. So please don't come next Wednesday. We won't be there.
Okay.
Because our season is now over. 28 weeks of absolute magic. The Wednesday night markets are a class of their own. The attitude of young people, the vibe, It was absolutely thrilling. I felt like a 30-year-old again.
I need to come and visit that market if that's what you're saying. Cheryl, just before the time's running away from us, so just to recap, no closure whatsoever. There is a move in the relatively medium term. So 6 to 12 months' time, the market will move. You mentioned that a structure is going to be built to accommodate you. You mentioned that you'll be overlooking a parking garage. Does that mean that there will be parking accessible, one hopes?
There will be, but there are steps. We are trying to work with the waterfront to find ways because our customers like convenient shopping. Yep. We're still negotiating with the waterfront. There's lots of financial things that we have to iron out. The one thing is to build the shed, which is going to cost quite a lot. But the other thing is to complete the interior. And we're hoping that the waterfront will cough up a little bit more money. They have been exceptionally helpful to us, especially the CEO, David Green, who believes in the vision of the market and wants to keep it alive. And I think that's our responsibility as entrepreneurs, as people who want to change things that are not right, to keep this legacy going. As I said to you in the beginning, I don't even like markets, but I like this one.
I love this one, as do many other Cape Townians. Cheryl, thanks for taking time to come in and just set the record straight on what is happening. And please keep us posted on, once you have dates in sight and confirmation of things that are changing and where people need to go, etc. Please just keep us posted so we can share that with our audience.
Do. And thank
we
you
will
to
follow you. You know that, right?
But I just wanted to say thank you to all the people of Cape Town because it's them and their excitement. And when they come through those gates, they are happy people. Mm. We see joy in their faces. And that's what keeps us going.
And you're the ones creating that joy. So I have no doubt they will follow you to the new venue and beyond to the next one. Cheryl Lazinski, founder of the Runyasik City Farm Market. All the best to you and the team.
Thank you.